CarsAuto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
All rebates assigned to dealer, taxes and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
At Bunge, their strength is in their partnerships between farmers and the global marketplace. So when it comes to navigating the soybean market, just know that they'll stand by you long after the harvest is done. Bunge, built on two centuries of farmer support. Visit them online at Bunge.com. Connecting farmers to the world since 1818.
Enter to win groceries from Country Mart. Today, text the word MART, M-A-R-T, to the KVOE Bluestem text line 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Country Mart. Winner announced tomorrow. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 826. It is 37 degrees on our way to 68 before it is all said and done today. And welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, being brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union recently upgraded its online and mobile banking experience. Their new state-of-the-art platform brings banking to your fingertips. New features, improved security, an easy-to-use app, AI assistant, and more. Banking should be easy. ESFCU invests in products to make sure it is. Learn more at esfcu.com or text or call them at 620-342-2336. Your locally federally insured credit union by the NCUA, Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way. A better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Welcome to the ESU Buzz here on KVOE this Thursday, March 28th. And I tell you what, Emporia State University has had a lot of scholarship announcements here over the last couple of months or so, really the last several months, when you look at the reinvestment process and the work of the Emporia State Foundation. And today we're talking about new and even elevated scholarships across campus. And our guests here today are Mayor Mary Shively, who's the Associate Dean of the Honors College, also Interim Director at Undergraduate Admissions. Mary, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you in. And Kelly Hine, who was on with us a little bit earlier this week talking about women for ESU. She is fully into her Vice President for Marketing Admissions and Communication role here today as we talk about scholarships. Kelly, how are you today?
Doing great. It's always a good day when it starts at KVOE.
Hey, well, we're glad to have you in to make that such a good day. And the topic here, new and elevated scholarships across campus. Mary, I wanted to just get your thoughts before we start diving into some of the details here. Really, what this, from your chairs, what this kind of means for you just to make this type of an announcement here today.
Absolutely. It really is a game changer for our incoming new students. So having high school kids myself, right, and being tied in with that group, it is really going to make a big difference when those students have more and more opportunities to have to be able to invest in higher education at an affordable rate.
Kelly, you know, whenever you're able to say, hey, we have new scholarships, just, you know, general terms, that's worth celebrating. But I'm looking here at the scholarship chart, and we'll do our best to get this on KVOE.com here soon. There's a whole list of different scholarships, and to have the words new or increased by these, as these do have, that's definitely worth celebrating.
We are so excited, and y'all are the first ones to hear it. We have not put out a release yet, so we just wanted to share it with our friends at KVOE first. But yes, we are so thrilled with the new opportunities. And like, you know, Mary said, to be able to provide that group with more resources to achieve their goals, and especially at a time when student debt is a conversation, like a massive conversation. Mm-hmm. So Emporia State, how can we attack that student debt, and how can we support our students?
You know, one of the things too, speaking of the student debt side of things, is, you know, the cost of tuition, room and board, you can try to tamp that down as hard as you can, and at some point in time, it's going to have to come up anyways. And we're seeing this nationwide. Mm-hmm. So let me just ask you here where the funding is coming here for these scholarships. We can start talking about the individual scholarships here in just a second, but where is the money coming from?
They're coming from our wonderful donors.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, Emporia State is blessed with just a wonderful support network in Hornet Nation. And when we talk about Hornet Nation, we talk about that is our friends, alumni, donors, community. Anybody who's engaged with Emporia State in some way is Hornet Nation. And those folks are incredibly generous. And the ESU Foundation has really gone over backwards about how can we free up more funds to make it accessible for our students to use today. And so they have been doing backflips in that neck of the woods to provide more support for our students. And it's been a great partnership.
How much of this is also coming from Together Forward, which was a success by itself, and I think probably certainly in an unprecedented territory for the university.
Absolutely. I don't know a specific dollar amount to be able to tell you exactly Forward, but it is absolutely a huge part of that. One of the things I think I love about Hornet Nation and our donors is that being in an environment like Emporia State, when our alumni graduate, they know how important that higher education degree is, and they pay it forward, right? And so we hear story after story of our donors who want to help those students that are in college right now provide that forward, and it's remarkable to hear those stories time and time again and how they're really so gracious and providing opportunities for our students.
I have a topic here for another buzz later, and that would be kind of the follow-up here to Together Forward, and you know, which was the follow-up to Now and Forever. But with that coming later, I guess the question I have is, have you seen, and this will tie back into the scholarships in a way, but have you seen Together Forward kind of have a ripple effect with donors, you know, those that have donated through the official campaign, and now that the campaign is over, are you seeing a ripple effect, maybe a positive ripple effect with new donors or I don't want to use the term extra, but existing donors that are giving more as a result?
Yeah, that absolutely. That graciousness of people are just continuing and flowing forward. We at Women of ESU, we're actually honoring a woman who has given so much to Emporia State for students, but also in her dollars and giving. And it is just really cool to see students or alumni start giving and then increase their giving. And that just is a snowball effect. And they see when they get to see what their dollars are doing, that's, I think, an even bigger a push for why they want to give more.
Mary Shively and Kelly Hine joining us here as we continue the ESU Buzz this morning. One of the things, Kelly, that I'm looking at here is you have kind of different categories of these new and increased scholarships with the way it appears a fair amount of these. We've already highlighted the ones for the music department, but you have some that are available to all majors, not just really limited to one major or one concentration.
Absolutely. So, and that's one of the things that I think is really special about Emporia State University is you can be a major in accounting but still participate in the band or theater or choir or whatever your passion is. That flat rate tuition at many other institutions, you're paying above and beyond and you're not able to do that, but Emporia State provides that flexibility. And so not only that, you could be an accounting major and also be in the choir. So participating is helping you pay your student loans and or pay for the cost of higher education.
And you know, look at the one of the ones that stands out to me is the new residence hall, brand new residence hall one. This is, I mean, we've seen so many that are program based, or you know they're a college based, or you know general university. I haven't seen one that's residence hall based before.
I think the resident hall-based scholarship is so powerful. So we know that when students live on campus and the environment that you get, both socially and academic, from our resident halls is unprecedented, right? So that's really when you get to make your college experience. And so we really wanted to highlight that for students, whether local or farther out. We wanted to really have the opportunity for students to stay in the resident halls, make it more affordable, and because we know you're going to get a really powerful experience being able to be there with your peers as you're going through this, especially first year of your college experience.
Yeah. And then you have, you know, obviously there's some that are major specific, but, you know, you have others that are tied to academics and geography too.
Absolutely. All different kinds. And one of the cool things about Emporia State is we have stackable scholarships. So some institutions, you know, you get, this is your package and that's your package. Mm-hmm. But at Emporia State, you can continue, yes, you can continue building and stacking those scholarships. So you can have a band honor or academic scholarship. You can have an honors college scholarship. You can have the presidential scholarship. You just can continue stacking, which makes your rate even more affordable.
I like that process because it basically says these are the scholarships available and I can get one, but that doesn't negate me from getting another. Mm-hmm. That to me, had I had that type of opportunity going forward, I would have been like, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to hit those certain markers and those certain mileposts. But at the same time, I mean, that stackable side of things, that has got to be a huge selling point going forward.
Absolutely. And when you think about students and really trying to explore and figure out what they want to do when they're in college, these are the opportunities that really help them explore that, right? So I know I have this real passion in biology, but I also have this passion for esports, right? And being able to kind of cater that experience, and I'm going to explore a variety of different opportunities, really helps a student really develop and grow. And these scholarship packages just help students flourish.
Kelly, from your perspective, being part of the communication side, the marketing mm-hmm. side, you and your staff had to be pretty giddy to have not only just the scholarship availability, the scholarships that are new, the scholarships that are increased, but to be able to promote this even in parts, let alone being in the full side of things. You and your staff have got to be just full steam ahead on this.
Thrilled, yes. I mean, and that's the thing, right? Is Mary and I we bleed black and gold, sleep about it, dream about it, eat, drink, and think it all day long. But
it's in your coffee.
It is.
Yeah, black and gold coffee. But you know, I think that these scholarships, to be able to talk about that, one of the things that has been struck me so much as we've been putting this package together, is once you can start adding all of these up and you look at what that means to your overall bottom line as a parent, as a person paying for mm-hmm. maybe, I know there are students out there who are doing it on their own, but so as a student or a parent who are paying for their fees, to be able to add this all up and you start putting together a package that you can't ignore anymore. You start thinking about the value of going to Emporia State University to get your degree where you're going to have a tremendous experience. I always challenge it. You're going to have a bigger experience at Emporia State than you would at a big school because you're going to be able to be involved and have so much more attention and hands-on experience than you would ever get at a big institution. It's just not possible for them to do. So when we can stack up these scholarships and we start putting out some numbers that are really interesting that you start paying attention to. You know, you take $1,000 off a big price tag, that's like, okay, that's nice. Mm-hmm. But you start taking off, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 for students off their bill, that gets interesting.
I'm looking at this list here. Just by comparison, year one, you're looking at say if you qualify for a presidential scholarship, using as an example athletic bands, fall and spring, honors college scholarship, and a residence hall scholarship, you're looking at better than or just under cutting that in half. Mm-hmm. By the time you get to year four, you're looking at roughly 40% mm-hmm. out of pocket that you're paying versus the official total cost for tuition, fees, books, room, and board. Clearly, Mary, you talk about bottom line. Kelly mentioned that. Bottom line is significant here in this day and age, probably no more so than it's ever been.
Absolutely. And if you're a local student and you have all of those opportunities, and then you can stack on your Jones Success Scholarship, which is $7,000 over 4 years, it is an unbelievable opportunity, right? And you're going to really be able to have those powerful experiences at a really affordable rate.
Absolutely. The new Residence Hall Scholarship, in case you wanted to know, is $1,000 for returning students, $2,000 for all majors. The Honors College Scholarship is increased. It's renewable every year. It's now $1,000, all majors for that. New for science and math educators, $1,000. It's renewable with a $1,000 increase through year three, and also $9,000 awarded for the student teaching semester. That involves education majors. The choir scholarship is new, $2,000 plus, increasing to $3,000 by year four. Chamber singers is new, $750, $375 per semester. That's renewable every year. That is an all majors scholarship. For the art scholarship with a qualifying portfolio, $1,000, all majors. Theater, which is brand new. I have a daughter who's in theater, so this is of interest to her. It's a talent recruitment award, which is $1,000 for theater majors. Marching Hornets, we've focused on this one already. Plus, also, you have cheer, dance, color guard, $2,000 plus. Those increase to $3,000 for year four. All majors can tap that particular scholarship. Varsity esports, brand new, $600 per semester for varsity players. But, again, that is affecting all majors. And then the increase, which we've also focused on, the Jones Success Scholarship, which is $1,000 plus, but it's renewable for a total of $7,000 across 4 years for students in Lyon, Coffee, Osage counties. That is all majors. And then the presidential scholarships, which really sets up at the top of the list here, anywhere from $850 to $3,000, renewable GPA and or ACT academic merit involved, and that is all majors as well. So, again, Emporia State University really thinking ahead, trying to meet the needs not only of the students that are going through and getting them set up for success, but it's really factoring in the burden on parents as well. And I think that's big here for Emporia State to put out.
Absolutely. And I know that list is kind of long, right? So, and it's hard to figure out how you're going to navigate that. So I do want to tell people about the opportunity. So our students, high school and transfer students work with our admissions counselors, and they help. They all have a specific admissions counselor that they get to work with. So calling in the admissions office, and we have people that will help walk them through opportunities, right? Talk about what are the things you're interested, what are your specialties, what are the things that you want to highlight in your college career, and we'll help create that package for them. So we really can hand walk you through the entire process.
Good deal. And Kelly, students have got to get the way it sounds here that they're going to be getting their first scholarship offers here, possibly
right.
here this week or next week.
That's
here too.
Right.
So the turnaround here is pretty quick.
Yeah, the team is packaging them up, and if they're coming to your house, you will not miss it. It's in a giant envelope. It's got Corky on the front, says your scholarship offer inside. It has, you know, all the ESU treatment, and on the inside there'll be a letter from Mary and a list of what that student gets. And the really cool thing about what that first scholarship offer package will be, that's before financial aid. So they will get all of these scholarships on top of whatever financial aid. And everybody in the nation knows financial aid has been transitioning to a whole new platform this year. So people are still waiting on those financial aid offers. So I think it should make people feel really great that when they get that package, they know that there's more coming. And Emporia, and I would also say, students can still apply for the fall, and we still have scholarships available. So just because we're packaging scholarships now doesn't mean that there aren't more available for the folks who still want to be part of it.
Awesome. Exciting news here from Emporia State with the new and elevated scholarships. Kelly, are we missing anything that you wanted to bring up here this morning?
I think the biggest thing is if you've been applied and you had admitted, sign up to enroll. We want to see you on campus in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great Emporia State's a great choice.
And
you won't regret it. I know it's been the best choice of my life. I remember making the decision right outside of Wooster Lake. And I said, this is where I'm going, and I've loved it ever since.
Good Absolutely. Deal. And if we have students, if you are wanting to enroll at Emporia State, if you sign up before May 1st, you're going to be into a drawing to win an extra $1,000. So we're just having that opportunity for everybody to get enrolled. Sign up for your enrollment date, which is called our Hornet Connection. Mm-hmm. If you do that by May 1st, you get entered into an extra drawing for $1,000.
Good deal. Mary, anything else we're missing from your perspective?
I think we're excited. We're excited. Hornet Nation is a great place to be right now, and I think it is an awesome opportunity to get your education and really just spur your career wherever you want to go.
Outstanding. Mary, thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Kelly, thanks for joining us today again.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Outstanding. Kelly Hine, Vice President for Marketing, Admissions, and Communication. Mary Shively, Associate Dean of the Honors College, Interim Director of Undergraduate Admissions, our ESU Buzz guests this morning.
And our ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, with two convenient Emporia locations, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at Emporia.edu. ESU. Stingers up, ESU. It is 8:45, 39 degrees. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Four people killed in a stabbing in Rockford, Illinois. Seven people wounded in the same stabbing.